Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Hello, hello, all my All In listeners. Welcome to the All In podcast, where your existence is authentically you, brought to you by Bashani Radio out of New York City, where they are always talking about everything. And that's why we pair so beautifully, because at All In, we talk about everything. You guys, sit down, buckle up, and open your ears. If you need to, get Q-tips and clean them out, because you need to be able to hear everything from this very powerful guest that we are about to experience and just have the honor of hearing her story. We have Miss Tawana Williams on with us, and she is known as the Hope Coach. And you are going to understand very shortly why that is. So without further ado, Miss Tawana, thank you so much for being here and welcome to All In.
Thank you, Savannah. I'm all in. Woo, woo.
You are. You define all in.
Yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the Hope Coach, Tawana Williams, your messenger of hope, help, and inspiration. And I was blessed to be born without arms and impaired use of my legs due to the drug thalidomide that was given to my mother during pregnancy. Then my mother told me there was nothing that I could not do. And I had a Grandma Rogers that did not play with me. And when I was 4.5 years old, she looked me in the eyes and she said, T, you must not have needed arms, because God didn't give them to you. She said, nothing's missing. If you don't have it, then you don't need it. And those words have resonated throughout my soul. And yes, I've overcome some major adversities throughout my life. I was gang raped many years ago during a home invasion. I was gang raped. Lord have mercy.
Oh my gosh.
Lord Jesus. I was gang raped during a home invasion, raped by my stepfather. I was addicted to crack and cocaine for 10 long years. I've experienced abortion, motherhood, a stroke, and a mild heart attack. So I know that I'm here to help you overcome whatever adversities and challenges you may be facing in your life. And that's why I am unarmed but dangerous. That's who I am, Savannah.
And you know what? You know what makes your story just beyond powerful, Tawana, is that you're here. Yeah. You're talking about it. You're blessing others with your adversity and with your struggles and your trials and your tribulation and how you overcame that. You're not giving up or giving in. You're here to say, I'm here. I've turned this whole life that you've been through, all of these things that you've gone through, into a purpose. In a purposeful, driven life. And I commend you for that. And, you know, here at All In, I say, we're going to dive deep. And I really want to dive deep with you, because my listeners need to hear your story. I'm ready, if you are, to get started from wherever you want to, you know, wherever God places on your heart to start with us. And just explain to the listeners how you became the Hope Coach, how this started from being born, you know, with this disability, but an impairment, but it really isn't, because it made you so strong, and how you've just taken your life to a whole nother level.
Yeah, absolutely, Savannah. You know, this is not something that I set out to do. My God, it really wasn't, but I had a strong husband, a strong leader in my life. Years ago, he looked at me one day and he said, T, he said, you weren't born this way for me, for us, our family. He said, you were born this way to let people see how defeated they live when they don't have to. And I was like, wow. So moving forward, in 1996, when I started this venture, Toby, you know, he said, look, he said, we got to get started right where we are. And so he bought me a computer. He bought me some business cards. We prayed. He said, go get it. He gave me $300. He said, now go get started. And I got busy. I started calling strangers to open doors for me. I emailed strangers out of the blue. I just started doing what I have to do, what I had to do. I mean, 50 to 60 people a day I email with my toes. I'm just saying, I ain't a pecker. I type 25, 30 words a minute with my toes. I got busy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she was not playing around.
No. You know, I realized I had more in me than the average person, because I'm not average. I'm above average. And, you know, I just got started right where I was, right in my heart. You know, God used Toby over and over again to push me, to nudge me right into my greatness, right into my skills, right into my passion. And here I am now, the Hope Coach, unarmed but dangerous, and letting people know that it's possible. All things are possible when you believe.
And that, you know what, that's so powerful too, because I think, you know, sometimes we need the nudges. I think that, you know, we have to kind of obey and listen to those nudges. And some of the listeners, I'm sure, are not faith-based. And I always tell them that doesn't mean anything. Inspiration is inspiration. And, you know, we all find motivation in different things. And if someone can't find motivation in your story or by listening to this, then they have a whole nother kit and caboodle that All In maybe can't help them with, but we'll pray for them. And we keep it rolling. But really, I feel like by being able to have someone accountable for you and kind of showing you maybe where you weren't able to see yourself and see how powerful you were, that we all need that. We need people to speak into us. And that's why testimony or someone saying, hey, I see you. I see your greatness. Stop making yourself little when you were meant to be big. Mm. And you are big. Wow. You are powerful. Thank you. It's so rare that, you know, I've listened to some of your speaking engagements and I've done a little bit of research, and it's been so touching to my heart, because, you know, just the people that have interviewed you and told you, you know, you are one of the most powerful people they have ever met, and you show such perseverance through everything from, you know, obviously, let's talk a little bit about some of those struggles, those earlier struggles, you know, the unthinkable of being gang raped and having, you know, your stepfather, you know, molest you, all of these things that happen and going through, you know, abortion and drug addiction and coming out on top of that. You know, from a child that my parents both struggled with drug addiction. Unfortunately, they weren't able to make it through like you. Tell people, how did you get through that? What was inside of you that just kept you going? Maybe now you're able to really put words to that.
Well, you know, it was just resilience, you know, perseverance. That's how I did it. I kept going again and again and again. Every time I fell down, I got up. Most people went whine and complain. No. That's not me. I've never been that way. You know, when people told me as a child, when people told me what I couldn't do, the next time they saw me, I was doing what they said I could not do. So that was birthed in me. You know, I don't know where it came from. All I know is I can do this. And, you know, I just kept moving. I kept moving. I kept doing what people told me I couldn't do. When things happened for me, when things happened to me, I became, you know, I went to the other side and became victorious. That's how I did it. You know, it's no crystal ball or no step-by-step program, so to speak. You know, I just made a conscious decision a long time ago that I was going to live and not die. Everything around me said you couldn't do it. You don't have arms. You don't have a degree. You don't have this and you don't have that. I said, you know what? I'm going to move with what I do have. You know what I'm saying? Right. I got a mind to serve. I have a heart to love other people. And people, you know, have shown me how messy they were, how raggedy they were, how they complain all the time. So I made a conscious decision that I was going to help people and push them into their greatness. And here I am 26 years later doing what I said I was going to do.
And see, that's powerful, because I think people, you know, we all get so lost in these times of our seasons, right? Our seasons of life that, you know, maybe we're not where we thought we'd be, or maybe we go through something unthinkable, like some of the things that you've been through, you know, and I think it's true, whether, you know, it's God or the universe or what anyone believes, but, you know, some people are given a little bit more hard seasons than others, because, you know, they just have that perseverance in their soul and that knowing that they're going to be okay. And others, you know, they're not equipped with that. And that's not a down to anybody or put down for anybody. I mean, we all have skill sets. We all have tools in our bag and that make us the people we are. But so you come up alongside these people that maybe don't have the tools or the ways to see their greatness or the ways to see outside of their seasons. How do you use some of the things you've been through, and how do you, you know, kind of help them to stop throwing a pity party? I'm sorry, I don't know a better way of saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, balance is one of the most major keys to moving forward. You got to have balance in your life. And I have five ways that I brought balance into my life. And I would love to share them with your audience, because balance is the key. For me, the first tip is stop whining and complaining. You know, nobody cares. You just got to move on what you have. Stop whining and complaining. The second is you got to position yourself around positive, like-minded people. You know, all that negative stuff, let it go. And then the third is that you got to take responsibility and control of your life right now, right where you are. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but you got to take control and responsibility of your life and your circumstances. And then the fourth is that you got to upgrade your relationships and your knowledge. You know, you got some people in your life right now that are holding you back. You need to let them go and move them over and delete them. My God. And then, you know, the knowledge part. You know, you got to start reading and learning more about yourself and the things that you want to do. You got to get in position. So upgrade your relationships and your knowledge. And then the fifth is that you got to upgrade your determination. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to see yourself. You got to see yourself doing it. That's how I've accomplished all of the things that I'm doing right now. It's because I saw myself doing it. And then guess what? I did it. That's how I did it. My God.
Yes, that's beautiful. And people, you need to get a pen and paper out and then go re-listen to this episode about 7 or 8 times to really feel just the push there and the knowledge that's been, you know, kind of gifted to you. And I appreciate that so much for you going through that. And like how you said it, you know, is that kind of how you really get through a lot is by visualizing into reality?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I see it. No, first I think it. Then I see myself, you know, figuring out how to do it. And then I get it done. You know, that's how I get things done in my life. And we all have that ability to win. You know, a long time ago, I knew that I was great. I knew that I could do this. I believed that I could. And when I couldn't believe in myself, my husband Toby was in my ear believing for me until my belief kicked in. When my belief kicked in, it was on and popping. You can't make me. You can't doubt me. You can't push me away, because I know what I am. I know who I am. And I know the power that I possess. So, you know, I just decided a long time ago that I was going to live and not die. And once you decide, you know, to look at yourself and your dreams and whatever it is you want to do, then do it. You know, then just get started. You know, if you got some help, That's fine. But if you don't, guess what? Get started yourself, because the major key to your success or failure in your life, guess what, is you. So get busy. You know, do it yourself. Make it happen for yourself. That's how I did it. I set standards for myself. You know, I made a difference in my own life. I didn't go around complaining and whimping and whining. I got busy. Doors started opening for me. Gates started opening for me. You know, people looking at me like something's wrong with me. No, ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? You got everything. Oh, yeah. You got everything you need going on, and you ain't doing nothing but whimping, whining, and complaining. Seriously? Really? Go get it.
No.
That's all I can say.
It's beautiful, because it's so funny. You know, I've talked to you a handful of times now, and she is this energy level 24/7. It doesn't matter if you call her and she's not even expecting your call. She is on and popping. So don't think that this is just for a podcast or for a motivational speak setting. This is who she truly is. And that is why I asked her to be on, because I feel like right now more than ever, our world, our people, they need that. They need hope. What's missing is hope, is the understanding that guess what? Your new day can start right now. You can make that conscious decision to stop the way you've been existing and start the new life that you were meant to live right now. And that's what you help people do. What are some things that, or some people that, obviously I know your mom and your grandmother, your Grandma Rogers, you've spoken about, what are some, and obviously Toby, of course, we don't want to leave him out. But what are some key like points in your life where people have shared with you, either the belief that they saw in you or the testimony of what they've been through that really, changed the way that you started to live your life. Just because I think people always think it's a lot, this massive moment, right? And sometimes it's not, it's little nuggets that lead to the big changes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? For me, it was always to serve other people and help other people. So, you know, I had leadership around me 24/7. You know, Les Brown, I'm a Les Brown Platinum speaker. You know, since 2004. And, you know, I had people in my ear that have always pushed me. And I know some people don't have that pusher man in their lives. But, you know, my word to you, or my advice to you, is just to start fighting in spirit, you know, because everything you need is already inside of you. And sometimes we don't realize how significant we really are. You know, but there's a blessing in you too. There's a hope in you, you know, but sometimes we just have to dig deep and pull it out. But as I said, I had to fight in spirit, you know, to have all of the things that I have right now, the things that I've done, you know, with all of this negative noise that we hear right now in our ear, you know, we gotta make conscious choices to garner our minds, to get up, to get out of the bed and get a shower, take a shower and take care of our family. My God, right now where we are in this pandemic, some people stay in bed day by day by day. Get up and get yourself together. That's how I did it. I got up and I kept it moving. You know, everything around me said, you can't, you don't, you shouldn't. But I said, yes, I can, I will, and I did. You know what I'm saying? That job
never gave up.
Yeah, that's right. Never give up. That's not an option for me. You know, excuses don't hide. They just reveal who you really are. So stop making excuses for the things that you said you wanted to do, but you did not do. You know what I'm saying? And my motto is excuses or results. You can't have both. You got to figure out, you got to make a choice in your life right now, what you want to do, what you want to be, and go get it. Don't worry about the people. Don't worry about the money. The how, that's not your business. Just get busy. That's how I did it. You know, that job you lost. That's what I was about to say. Some of us, we lost our jobs. You know, mm-hmm. It wasn't your job in the first place. That was somebody else's job. Now it's time for you to create what you wanted in the first place. You know, most of us, we're at home. It's time to start figuring out, start getting your entrepreneurship out. There's a blessing in you. You know, we all have a story. I took my book, Unarmed But Dangerous, which is my story, and took it around the world. You know what I'm saying? There was nothing so great that I've done. I just made a decision to do something. I just made a decision that I was not going to get a disability check. You know what I'm saying? I created the life that I wanted to live, and you can do it too. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, go get it. The free lunch days are over. That stuff is over. That stimulus check, it ain't coming. You know what I'm saying? Go get your stuff back. That handout that you've been having, you know, some people got a handout mentality. Let it go. That stuff is tapped out. You know what I'm saying? It's time for you to get your stuff back and get on your grind and make a difference in your own life. My God. Woo! I'm excited. I'm sorry. I'm excited.
So, Tawana, you talk so candidly about, you know, not having excuses, not, you know, kind of giving in, getting yourself up, getting yourself out of bed, not giving up and fighting for the life that you want and the life you want to have instead of giving excuses as to why you can't have that. What are some things that, you know, right now you find, because obviously you work with a lot of people and you're a huge mentor and huge motivational speaker. What are some things right now that you find or you share with people to kind of get them out of that funk and kind of shake them and say, you know, fight for your life?
Absolutely. I say that we really just need to start moving forward. Moving forward is so relevant right now where we are. You know, we got to keep it moving, keep it pushing. You know, after all of the challenges that I went through in my life, child, please, you don't know how blessed you really are. And I think sometimes people really don't know how blessed we are, you know. So I would just say to give yourself permission. I want you to start giving yourself permission. That's one of the first things that I had to tell myself that I could do it. I gave myself permission. I said, Tawana, give yourself permission. Say yes to yourself on a daily basis. And that's how I did it. I said, Tawana, go get it. And here I am. I'm moving forward, you know. And then I had to stop the negative self-talk. My God, the negativity in our ear, you know, the negativity in the community, in the Walmart, in the grocery store. We got to stop that negative conversations. And not only in our ear, but out of our mouths, our negative self-talk. It's time to remove it, you know, because we know that words have power. Words,
amen.
Words can kill our dreams or they can build our dreams. So I just made a decision that I was going to start talking good, talking positive, making a difference in my life, you know, and just helping people and pushing them into their greatness. And that's how I did it, you know. But there are three kinds of people in this world.
Well, Tawana, before you, I know you're going to give us examples of those, but you know what? Let's take a quick break because I want people to get ready and with pen and paper to figure out what type of person they are. So we'll be right back.
Excellence, experience, prompt service. This is what you get from Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Jones Labor Services. We have over 20 years experience. Good Helpers is there to make your life easier. With 20 years experience, we can take care of any heating or cooling situation. Let Good Helpers help you. Call 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Welcome back, everybody. And we are here at All In, getting all in with Miss Tawana Williams, the Hope Coach herself. And she was getting ready to break it down for us, letting us know that there are three types of people in this world. And without further ado, go ahead and break it down.
Amen. There are three kinds of people, ladies and gentlemen. Instigators, those who talk about things happening. Spectators, those who watch things happening, and then participators, those who make things happen. Woo, woo! That's who I am. I'm excited, but I want you to think about what category you're in. You know, think about that. Think about who you are and what you do on a daily basis. How do you live your life? You know, life wasn't easy for me. I just kept going and I just kept moving. And like I said earlier, every time I fell down, guess what? I got up again and again and again until I mastered what I wanted. And you can do it too. Yeah, you. I'm talking to somebody right now. There's a blessing in you too. Mm-hmm. There's a gift in you too. So go get it.
Stop making excuses and find your greatness.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people obviously through this will know that you were born, without arms, and then you did have restricted ability of your legs, correct?
Yes.
So, and through that, you've had a stroke and a heart attack and different things. But so you, am I correct that you draw, you do portraits?
Yes, I'm an artist, Toby. I told you, he is the bomb.
Everyone needs to get a Toby in their life.
Yes, Savannah. I'm just saying, you know, this art ability that I have, it really is a hobby, really. But, you know, I didn't know I had it. But one day, my husband, Toby, and I, we were living in Oakland, California in 1995. And on this day, I was having a pity party. And Toby looked at me in the eyes and he said, stop it. He said, I'm not trying to be funny, but God told me to tell you that you can draw. And I was like, what? Wow. You must be tripping because God ain't told me. He said, go get it. Go try it. And I did it. And it blew my mind. So I'm just saying, there's a blessing in you too. There's a gift in all of us. And sometimes we got to believe in somebody else's belief in us until our belief kicks in. When mine kicked in, it's on. And I'm just saying, that's how I did it. I didn't know I could draw, you know, but God told Toby to tell me that I could try, and I did it. So I'm just saying, sometimes we just have to get out of the box, get out of our head, and get into our heart, get into our soul, and move forward in our lives. And that's how I have accomplished so many things in my life. You know, that's how I did it. It's nothing so great about me. I'm not bigger or better than anyone else. I'm only 4 feet, 5.5 inches tall. I'm just saying.
Mighty.
Yeah, but I just got busy. I didn't take prisoners. I just kept moving. I trusted and I moved.
What is one of, you know, your biggest triumphs in life? Like, what is one of those moments that just make you, you know, you can kind of go back to and you feel all the feelings, you know, because you've been through so much. I want to pull out some of these nuggets for the listeners so that they can really see, you know, what really makes you tick.
Wow. The love for other people. As I said, you know, I saw so much lack in people that have everything. You know, they have the activity of their limbs. They can think for themselves. They have hands, feet, eyes to see, ears to hear. And, you know, I saw the lack. And so I said that I was going to, tap into that. And so here I am, you know, but it wasn't easy for me. You know, I just kept moving and, you know, just helping people and pushing people because I saw so much lack, you know, and I wake up every day happy with a smile on my face. And, you know, every time I turn around, I see people with a stink face and, you know, frowning and, you know, complaining and whining. So I just made a decision that I need to be happy. You know, people look at me, even as a child, they looked at me strangely, but there's nothing strange about me. I'm just blessed and highly favored. I know who I am. I know what God said about me. And I just moved on what I knew and what I had. And, you know, okay, it might be strange to someone to see me using my feet. But guess what? That's all I know. And I'm just glad about it. I'm glad that I made a decision to use what I had. You know, as a child, I used to wear artificial arms, but that wasn't me. I saw myself, I think I was about 12 years old, in the mirror. I was doing something with my feet and I had my artificial arms on. They were dangling. And I looked at myself in that mirror and I looked down at my feet and I said, my God, what am I doing? This is who I am. And I broke those artificial arms. I lied at that time and told my mom by themselves, but I broke them. I said, no more. And I just moved it out of the way. And she asked me, did I want them to get fixed? I said, no more. That's it. And that was the last time I wore my artificial arms because I knew who I was. I knew.
You didn't need the crutch of them.
I didn't need those. So I just started moving and using what I had, you know, and I'm just excited. But you know what? One of the most challenging moments of my life. Savannah was motherhood. I had family members that said, how in the world are you going to do it? You don't have arms. But guess what? I did it. You know, my daughter now, she is 34 years old and I got 3 grandboys, you know, so I did this thing. I took care of her. I put a blanket down on the floor. I burped her. I bathed her. I braided her hair when she would go to sleep at night. I was not playing. I fed her. I did broken over here. I figured it out, you know, with no instructions nor directions. Now that right there, that was my figure it out moment, motherhood.
Well, and so many of us, I mean, and I have arms and 2 eyes and 1, because it really calls us to be the best versions of ourselves. And maybe for the first time in our lives, my son, and I didn't know how to breastfeed or any of these things. It's such a foreign thing. That people say, oh, it's gonna come so near everything. You know, what is her thought?
She loves mommy. She's my best friend. She's also my daughter, and she knows I will still chastise her. I will still be firm, you know, but that's my baby, that's my girl. But she loves mommy and she's very proud of me and my purpose and how I have overcome so many obstacles and so many challenges. April was really, really young with my addiction. When, you know, April doesn't remember that. And I'm so glad that she doesn't remember that time in my life. I was delivered in 1991 from the drug addiction. April was born in 86. So, you know, she was very young at that time. But I'm just grateful that we have that sisterhood, that connection, that mommy-daughter relationship. She's also my sister, my friend. You know, I love her. You know, my circle is very, very small. And that's purposefully. I made a conscious decision. I made a choice to keep my circle small. And so April and my boys and my husband, Toby, and my mom, that's my circle. You know, I just decided to make it small, keep it small, because I don't need drama. I'm living in 3D right now. I'm living in 3D. I'm debt free, drug free, and drama free. I don't mess around with a whole lot of folks.
Here.
Absolutely. And you know, I love good quotes, but you know what? George Washington Carver says 99% of all failures come from the people who have have the habit of making excuses. You know what I'm saying? People mm-hmm. need to stop making excuses. People need to stop making excuses. Just get busy. Just move. You know, even if it's wrong, get started. Even if you don't know what to do, move forward. And that's how I've accomplished it. You know, it wasn't easy for me. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine how many times I tried tying a shoelace with my toes?
I can only imagine.
My God, that was one of the most challenging things that I learned to do with my toes as a child. But I perfected that thing. I kept moving. They talking about, what's his name? Einstein. You know, he tried over and over with the light bulb. No, it wasn't Einstein. What was his name?
Edison.
Edison, thank you. Edison. Mm-hmm. You know, he tried maybe, they say 10,000 or 14,000 times, but can you imagine how many times I tried to tie a shoelace with my toe? But I kept trying and I kept trying until I got it. Now, I do it without even looking.
And that's something we all take so for granted.
Yeah. I taught my grandboys how to tie their shoelaces. And I don't play with them either. You know what I'm saying? Life didn't play with me. Les Brown didn't play with me. When I met Les in the beginning in 2004, he didn't play with me. You know, he didn't wimp and whine or pacify me because I didn't have arms. He said, you're a speaker? Then let's go see what you can do. Here it is. Now go get it. And I ran with it. I ran with that thing. I took my platform and I created a movement, unarmed but dangerous. That's who I am. And that's who you can be. You know, we all have greatness. We all have the power to get some stuff done in our lives. And I did it. And you can do it too. That's all I'm saying.
And I feel like, you know, we're giving, and it, you know, you're giving the listeners so much motivation and so much, you know, fuel for their fires. And so I hope they ignite through this message and just through your voice and through just, you know, hearing your story, hearing the small things like tying a shoe that, you know, for you is so hard and we all take for granted. What are some ways that they can, you know, if they want to reach out to you or they need more, everyone needs more Tawana in their life. How do they follow you? How do they get in touch with you? How do they seek more?
Absolutely. Well, my website is TawanaWilliams.com. That's T-A-W-A-N-A Williams.com, TawanaWilliams.com. I'm on social media, Tawana.Williams. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, you know, just the platforms. I'm doing what
everything.
I'm learning as I grow, you know. This is new for me, all of this social media, but guess what? I'm doing the thing.
You're doing a great job at it.
Thank you. And then, you know, the easiest way and the simplest way is just pick up the phone, 252-291-6081 from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. You can call me and we can talk. We can, you know, wherever you are, I can meet you there. You know what I'm saying? We can talk. We can make it happen, you know, because that's what it's all about. I want to make sure that I'm transparent, that I'm available for you. I am here for you. I know that I've been doing this a long time, but I am here and I'm willing to share myself with you. And then, you know, Savannah, I'm working on my other platform or my other blessing, which is I'm co-producing my debut movie, Eagle Without Wings.
And it's I love that.
Yes. Eagle Without Wings is the movie and we're working on it. I'm co-producing and it's based on my book, Unarmed But Dangerous, the Tawana Williams story of relentless struggle and ultimate victory. And I'm so excited about this goal and this vision, you know, and we're just excited about what's to come. But I'm excited and, you know, to talk with you, to share with you, to help you, whatever it is you want to do with your life, I'll meet you there. I dare you to try me. I dare you to call. I dare you to hit me up so we can get some stuff done.
See, and that's the thing. Right now you're listening to this and you know, I know I've been there, and you think that, you know, this doesn't apply to you, or your struggle isn't that severe, or there's no way you can get out of the hole that you're in. But she's called the Hope Coach. So why don't you not put her in a round, you know, box, and allow her to do her job and to help you find hope and to help you find, you know, some of those gifts that you've been blessed with, and how to kind of get up, get out of bed and fight for your life. And I just commend you. I love that you have a movie coming out. That's awesome. I can't wait to see it. I think your book is inspirational. I, you know, recommend everyone getting it and reading through it, you know, visiting TawanaWilliams.com or reaching out on any of those platforms, or just simply picking up the phone and making an easy call. That will change your life. One call to change your life. I think that's huge. And that's something that you're giving people, and it's such a gift. So before we wrap up, I want to ask you a question that I ask every guest, and that is, what does all in mean to you?
For me, all in is doing it no matter what. Get in, dive right into it. Don't play with it. And that's who I am. I'm unarmed, but I'm dangerous. And guess what? I'm all in.
And she is. She makes all in seem so easy, but she has been through so much life to get there, and she hasn't given up. And I urge everyone not to give up. And in this time in our world where we need hope more now than ever, you know, give Tawana a call and have her in your arsenal of how to get through your day, your hour, your week, your season. And thank you so much, Tawana. I hope to have you on when the movie's ready to premiere. Let's have a premiere party at All In, and we can support you in all your endeavors. And thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
We're all in and we are all out. Be blessed, people.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City, always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio app, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.